Okay, good morning, Karim. Oh, yes. Yeah, take a sheet. There's sheets here.
Thanks.
Hey, Timmy, come sit down, Timmy. Yoni, are you joining us? Are you not?
Sure.
You don't have to. Okay, so we're starting a new learning this month. We're trying to learn the Rambam's Musar. You don't typically associate the Rambam's Yad Chazaka as a Musar Sefer, but in the end of each section, he has an editorial in which he tries to select an overriding theme of that section. Remember, there are 14 sections in the Yad Chazaka. What made the Rambam so brilliant is that he remapped the halachic system. The only map that people had in their minds were the 60 or so mesechtos. And the Rambam said, okay, there's 60 mesechtos, but there are 14 primary areas. And he created his own map. To know Torah that well, to be able to envision from top down, like you're looking at it from space, how many continents are there? Take all the material, all the information, and say, well, there's a continent called Mada. There's a continent called Ahava. There's a continent called Zmanim. And to collect halachos. Most people that wrote Sfarim wrote Pirushim or Meseches Gittin, the Perush or Meseches Kiddushin. It's a level of Torah knowledge that's almost unspeakable. To know it so well in such integrated fashion. So in the end of each section, the Rambam has an editorial, which I would call a Musar statement. And it's a Musar statement that's culled from that section. What is the overall section of Zmanim? What's your takeaway, not just in terms of the hundreds of halachos you listed, but what added character trait, religious orientation, religious value, can you glean? So we'll try to take a look at each of the 14 Divrei Musar of the Rambam in each of the respective sections, and we'll try to see how this reflects not just a general Musar of art, but the theme of that section. So the first of the 14 sections is Mada. Mada doesn't mean secular knowledge in the way that it's come to me in today's conversation. Mada means the theology of religion. What are the thoughts and ideas of religion? There are five sections in Mada. You saw the Atara, Chazar Avodah Zarah, Deos, skipping one, Tshuva. What's the fifth one I'm skipping? Talmud Torah, right? Deos, Talmud Torah, Avodah Zarah, you saw the Atara, and Tshuva. So in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam has a very, very famous statement. It's an iconic Rambam. But to appreciate the Rambam, you have to see something the Rambam writes two or three halachas beforehand. There are 10 parakim in Hilchos Tshuva. Some people have a minhag during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to read one parak of Hilchos Tshuva every day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva of the Rambam, 10 verses 10. So in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam describes Avas Hashem. Now this is reflective of the fact that the Rambam didn't view Tshuva as a mitzvah that's localized to 40 days a year. Tshuva is an orientation. Tshuva represents man's freedom of choice. One of the greatest choices a man can take is to improve himself and to change his past. Another great choice that a man can take is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam slipstreams an entire parak dedicated to Avas Hashem. If you're looking for the Rambam's description of Avas Hashem, it's the entire 10th parak of Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam. So again, Hilchos Tshuva for the Rambam is not just performing penitence. It's freedom of choice and volition. So in Mishlei, just to get us started, there's a pasuk which I cited for you. I'll try to give you handouts tomorrow of all the conclusions of the Rambam. In Mishlei Perek Hey, Shlomo Melech writes, in the end of the pasuk, the Ahavasa. Remember, Mishlei is a gloss. The love of a woman sometimes is the metaphor for the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's a little bit different from Shir HaShirim, but in this respect similar. Not so much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Torah. Mishlei is about how you love Torah. The Ahavasa, in her love, Tishke Tamid. See those last three words? Be'ahavasa, tishke tamid. It's a strange word, tishke tamid. What does it mean, tishke? The word that sounds most like to us is shoged, mistake, acting foolishly, acting unconsciously, or without deliberation. So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the word tishke means obsession. Should be obsessed. So in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, before he gets to the end, ketzed hi ahava haruia. It's a play on the words in Shir HaShirim. Aza kamavis ava. It's like it's strong, it's burning. Ad shetei nafsho kishura be'avas Hashem. Until your entire soul is enwrapped with Ahavas Hashem. And here's the Rambam. V'nimtza shogeh ba'tamid. You're obsessed with it. Ki'ilu chola. Like you're sick. When you're obsessed with something, it overtakes you. You're in homeostasis. Your balance is taken away. She'ein daito penuria me'avas osa isha. Like when you're madly in love with a woman, you just can't get her out of your mind. You're overcome. It's almost like an illness because it upsets or distorts your general equilibrium. Today, you're not going to spend 4 hours today thinking about breakfast. You'll spend a half an hour thinking about breakfast, then sometimes thinking about tussles, and then 20 minutes thinking about lunch. But sometimes when you love a woman, you're obsessed with it. And it's not a sickness in the terms that it's toxic, but it can upset the balance allocation of time. Okay, and the Rambam writes again, line number 3, repeats the word 3 times in this section. V'hu shogeh batamid. You're constantly thinking about Hashem. Bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo, bein b'shashu ochel. Yes, r'mizeti avas Hashem b'leiv avav. So the love of Hashem should supersede the obsession with the woman. And again, the Rambam says the third time, shogim batamid. So you see the Rambam uses the word in Mishlei, tishke, b'avasa, tishke, tamid. The Rambam says shogim means you think about it, you're obsessed with it, you can't get it out of your mind. And the Rambam, of course, quotes the famous pasuk, b'chol levavcha or b'chol nafshecha. In his conclusion, this is the final halacha of all Hichas Mada, the Rambam repeats, Davar Yadua, and then he adds something very important. She'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu niksheres b'livo shel adam ad sheyishke batamid karoi v'yazov kol ma shebolam chutz mimena. So this is an obsession that's exclusive of anything else. All you think about is Hashem, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, every day, every minute. The closest we have in human experiences is the intoxication with a woman. That you just can't get a woman out of your mind. You can't get a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of your mind. Then he adds another famous halacha. And we'll see the Ravid's Hasaga. It's not clear what the Ravid's being mesig about. Then the Ram has another component. Line number 3, famous Rambam. Line number 2. Ein oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu el bedas shideu. How did he become that stage? How did he reach the stage of obsession? I can be obsessed with a woman because it's a physical reaction. I can be obsessed with a substance because I become addicted. I drink enough wine, I'll be obsessed with wine. How do I become obsessed with Hashem? There's no physical interaction. There's no addiction. So the Rambam writes, as much knowledge as you can acquire of Hashem, that will incite Ahava. Famous, famous line of the Rambam. This is one of the most famous lines of the Rambam. 5 words. Line number 3. Al pi hadea tihiyeh ahava. The degree of love you achieve is based on the degree of knowledge of Hashem. This is where the Rambam becomes very cerebral. Somehow the Rambam assumes, in his mind, that knowledge will transform into passion. And not just passion, but obsession. Al pi hadea tihiyeh ahava. In miat miat, in harbe arbe, lefikach, here's the conclusion of the Rambam. The 3 parts of this last Rambam. Number 1, restating the obsessive nature of Avas Hashem. Number 2, al pi hadea tihava, that they are reflect, the correspondent. Number 3, therefore, what should you do in life? Tzarech adam liyachid atzmo, you should designate lehavin ulahaskil bechachmos uvitfunos hamodin leweskono. Kufi koch sheyesh badam lavin raza. You should try to dedicate your life to studying the wisdoms and the areas of Chachma that can yield a better knowledge of Hashem, because this will transform into Ahavas Hashem. Interesting, the Rambam does not specify Torah. The Rambam talks about Chachmos and Tfunos in general. Chachmos v'tfunos hamodiin lo eskono. This is a famous Rambam, where obviously Torah is part of the Chachmos and Tfunos, but in theory the Rambam could include other Chachmos and Tfunos that will yield a knowledge of Hashem. So to summarize the Rambam before we see the Ravid, the Rambam has 3 parts of this conclusion. Once again, repeating, Tishke Tamid means constant obsession. Number 2, Al Pi Ha'ava, and therefore the highest lifestyle is one dedicated to Dea, or what he calls Chachmos and Tevunos. The Ravid disagrees. The simple reading of the Ravid is he disagrees grammatically with the translation of the word Tishke. The Rambam interpreted Tishke from Mishlei as obsession. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, 3 lines from the bottom, Zeha Shigayon, Lo Yadanu, Le'eza Davar Kivein. The Anu Mefarshin also B'Shnei Inyanim. I interpret the word Tishke Tamid in Mishlei, the Ravid says, 2 different ways. Number 1, Lashon Shir. In Tehillim Perek Zayin, David sometimes begins Tehillim with Shigayon Le David. Sometimes Lom Natseach, sometimes Shir Mizmor. Sometimes the word Shigayon, which means poetry, song. So when Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Be'ahavasa Tishke Tamid, it doesn't mean you have to be obsessed with Hashem and Torah every minute of your life. It means you should have an emotional reaction, the same way you have an emotional reaction to song. There should be a lyrical quality. It shouldn't just be cerebral and detached and intellectual. It should be spiritual, some would call it even emotional. Shigayon leDavid. So Tishke Tamid means you should try to translate your Avas Hashem from concept into passion. Or the Ravid says, V'inyan Acher, That the important part of your life should be the pursuit of Hashem, even to the sense that sometimes you forget to pay your bills and you forget to pay your taxes, not intentionally. Remember, when I first became married, this is more immaturity than because I loved Hashem so much, but I would take an electric bill and put it into my ktzos and turn the page. And then the phone bill would come and I put it into my gemara and turn the page. You know, the yeshiva bachar. And then 2 months into my marriage, the electric company called and we're stopping new service and the phone call. Because you can't just put the bills into your ktzos, you have to actually pay them. So Talmud Chacham has that absent-mindedness sometimes. And what's really important is Torah. The bills will wait, the debtors will wait, the banks will wait, the sports will wait. There's a case in the Gemara talks about it, when someone was teaching Gemara, they left his jacket in the shuk, and just is almost like some people, their entire focus is life, and then when you have a chance, you study some Torah. And Shlomo Melech is encouraging us, no, your focus should be Torah, even if it comes at the cost of having everything in your life. So not everything in your life will be taken care of. Some people, if that last bill isn't paid, they can't open a Gemara. So just flip it around a little bit. You'll make mistakes in life because you're so committed to Torah, which means that Torah will be prioritized. So the Rabban may be disagreeing with the Rambam's grammar of the word Tishka. The Rambam said it means obsession. The Rabban says it means a lyrical quality, or it means be focused more on Torah, even if sometimes other things in your life get the short end. Some people want to say that the Rabban's primary argument is on the whole theory of the Rambam, that the way to achieve Ava is through Deah. When the Rabban says, I don't agree, it could be he's not just disagreeing with the definition of the word, he may be disagreeing with the entire strategy, but that's not in the language of the Rabban, although the Rambam's statement was something that a lot of people disagreed with. Can you really assume that Avas Hashem will be achieved solely through cognitive fashion that will then translate into some passion? Anyway, so this is the Rambam in Hilchos Mada, the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Number one, Tishke means obsession. B'chol avavcha v'chol nafshcha means you don't think about anyone else. It's a very, very ambitious level of Avas Hashem. It's almost impossible to achieve for most people to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu every minute of your day, to be obsessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very ambitious demand. But the general prescription, Alpi Ha'adeya Tia Ha'ava, that's something that many of us can achieve. The more we study about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we know about Him, and the more we can try to crystallize an emotion and a passion. Okay, so tomorrow we'll talk about love. What does love mean? Ava is the next section. We want to love Hashem. This is the goal, to love Hashem. How do you express your love on a daily basis? So the Rambam spends all these prakim describing tzitzis and tefillin and kriyas hatorah and tefillah. How does he conclude? Say for Ahava. Have a good week, everyone. You can keep the sheets if you want. Hopefully I'll have handouts tomorrow. I'll make handouts today. I'll have them tomorrow. We'll be. Buketov, Chaim. Sure, yeah, it should work. I can check my WhatsApp. My son doesn't need me to take him to school today. I'm sure he does, but.